Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and I am deeply grateful you could be with me for this October 9th, 2022 podcast. We're going to be looking at a very interesting question that someone put to me, an email from Matthew way back in Massachusetts, and I thought it was such a great question. I was going to talk a little bit about it today. It is so relevant, I think, to everything. Let me just get into his email. He says, "Dear Greg, listen to you every day on your podcast." And then he yada-da-yada-da that. It was very kind. I want to thank him for his kind words. And then he asks, "Is there any way to infuse consciousness into culture? And if so, how would one do that? And is that something we should all be thinking about?" Matthew, this is a very interesting question to me, very thoughtful, by the way. And I'm deeply moved that you even bothered to think this way, because most people don't. Let's talk a little bit about the word culture. The customs, the art, the social institutions of a particular nation or people, attitudes and behaviors that are characteristic of a particular social group. That's how it's defined. And it is an interesting concept to merge consciousness with culture, but actually it couldn't be done. It has been done through art, though. There are many artists who have achieved a wonderful sense of creative consciousness and hence have created a culture in their art to share with the world. I even have students who do that. So I bow to that. I think that is an amazing thing. Art is a tremendous expression of authenticity, of the way of the heart, and can be as vital as, well, any other aspect of spiritual awakening. It can be a huge part of your practice. And if it is, and you're blessed with that kind of talent, I think it's wonderful. I really do. But let's talk about the culture. What is our culture now? When I was a little boy, the culture was different than it was when I was a teenager, and then different when I was adult. In certain phases of my years, of the centuries that have gone by in the years I've lived on this planet, the culture changes constantly, and I see it changing in accord with politics, and I see it changing in accord with DNA, the necessity for survival and how we're going to survive. So to me, culture has to do with the attitudes and the behavior, the characteristics of America, as it were, here. And sometimes this happens, all around the world. The one that I think affected me most when I was young, the culture was kind of around the politics when JFK got killed. That was a cultural shift, big one. And we started to realize that anything was possible, including slaying a president. And then out of that, we kind of, as a nation, Matthew, we went into, I would say, a depression. It was heart-wrenching and heartbreaking for most of us to see all of that. And then the Beatles came. Yes, they came. They came at the right time and an opportune moment, and they became the, shall we say, lifters of humanity, of culture, to take away some of the sting and the pain of what happened. But it didn't all end there, of course. Then we had Dr. King's assassination, Bobby's assassination, and onward it all goes. It just gets uglier and uglier. And then music and culture started being rebellious and, you know, outspoken about all of this until where we are now, which I don't even know how to describe where we are now. I really don't. It's so ugly. It's so graceless, as it were. We live in a graceless society and a graceless culture, and we don't mind this. Now it's just about nihilism. So with all of that being said, consciousness, to have consciousness in a culture, you would have to have many people participating in that consciousness. You would have to have, you know, not a mania about it like we had with the Beatles, but you would have to definitely have some sense of organization, of inner work. You would have to have some sense of the beauty of consciousness, but that is never going to happen on this planet. And maybe, you know, if you look at it, you realize it could never be because of the way we are dictated and dictate through DNA. Remember, Matthew, DNA is a very driving force inside of any human being. It is our DNA that makes us critical, and it's that DNA in us that wants us to survive at all costs. It's that DNA in us that is pushing us and pushing us and pushing us to extremes. And what we see in society today is nothing but extreme. Everything goes off the charts, whether it be music and drugs or alcohol. There are so many ugly things that are put on TV today that influence young people, make them nihilistic and not much interested in the development of transcendence or even just basic kindness and compassion. We just don't have that. So, no, I don't think that consciousness could be put into culture. Now, if you're going to want to take some people who are formulating themselves in consciousness and group them together, they are accused of being, and this is so true, they're accused of being a cult. So then you have that to deal with and the criticism of all of that, and that doesn't go away easy, nor is it true, but it is exactly what we do with everything that we don't understand. We make it something terrible or heinous or mysterious or whatever. We try to make things that we don't like, that don't fit in our culture or make us feel uncomfortable. Meditation is a very revealing quality, a very revealing kind of experience. And to get involved in it, one must step away from the culture of the society we are currently in and start to do something that cultures don't do anymore, mature. To mature is to step away from the instinct to react in a hostile way or in an assumptive way. It would mean that I wouldn't act out of my impulses and I wouldn't make them romantic in any way, shape, or form, which is what a lot of people like to do. Everybody's trying to get everybody's attentions. And so it goes to extreme. And this is often driven by people with low self-esteem who are trying to get adoration and think of it as love. And that is the big issue in culture. Their current one is getting fame, fortune, adoration for some extreme measure that we have taken in order to get attention that would maybe cultivate a higher form of self-esteem, they would say. And all of this is pure malarkey, all of it. But popular ideas are popular ideas. That doesn't mean that those ideas have any sense of common sense even. So consciousness is not something that a culture generally can absorb or deal with unless it is artful. Now, we can admire the art of consciousness in a culture, but to develop a full-on culture where we would change our customs, our social institutions, where we would even change a nation and move into, shall we say, a more spiritual manner or means, just is not going to happen ever, not never, not on this planet. And it's been this way for thousands of years. We've had some very awakened people come into this world and try to help us with our dysfunctions and our perverted mentalities, all of which were, you know, instinctual. And we just don't want anything to do with that. We want to eat, drink, and be merry. We like the idea of being rowdy. We like the idea of upsetting the apple cart and doing horrendous things like going into schools and shooting children and crowds of people. We do all sorts of ugly things. And that really defines our culture. We put up with this as long as there's social media and there is a chance to become famous for whatever we do, infamous maybe for whatever we do, there will always be those people who want to take it all to an extreme and make it ugly. So that all being said, consciousness is about love. It is about silence. It is about living simply in the solitude of silence. That is not a popular thing. That is not something that entities come into this world with. They come into this world usually through vengeance and pride, doing all sorts of things that make sense to politicians and people who are merely into survival and cannot see the bigger picture or refuse to see the bigger picture of this world and this lifetime. And it matters not what the weather is doing, what the economy is doing. We continue on with our culture of hatred, of fear, of vengeance, and pride. And none of that is going to change because consciousness would change everything. And we want the change that we think most benefits us to survive and not the change that would awaken us to live. And with all that being said, that is a very hurtful thing. With all that being said, no. Matthew, you asked me in the end of this email what the future of the world looks like. I am not a soothsayer. Read Homo Deus by Vahari. If you do, if you have that kind of patience, I think he spells it out as a scientist. And I think that's really what it's all about. When you get into biology and psychology, you're dealing with science. But if you want to transcend science and go into something more meaningful, then you would have to go into the teachings, the sutras of the Buddha or Jesus, Lao Tzu, and start really understanding Krishna and what they were trying to offer to the world in the form of spiritual transformation. People are not generally interested in any kind of spiritual transformation. It is a cult thing to them. They want to do what they want to do. Inner work requires discipline. And we don't like discipline as a humanity. We just don't. So that's where we lie. That's where we are. And that's what is for now. All you can do to help is transcend yourself, not be a part of the collective unconscious, which is so prevalent today in so many ugly ways. I really hope you could hear me and understand. I'm out of here. Thank you, Matthew, and forgive me. Namaste. Thank you for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. If you're interested, hope you'll join me. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you for your kind ears. I hope what I offered did help. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.